So let's take a look back first then at Without Walls on Saturday. That was the event taking place on the beachfront near the I-360.
Yeah, it included dance, free running, circus, physical theatre and storytelling, all combined around themes of immigration and cultural identity. Now, our reporter Josh was there catching some of the performances in between those showers.
Hi, it's Josh on Radio Reverb, and I'm down at the I-360 Without Walls. So I've just watched The Tide by the Talawa Theatre Company. What did you think of it?
I really enjoyed it. I hadn't read anything about it before I came. I came along and just sat down to see what it was. At first, I don't think I really understood what was happening. There was a few quite stereotypical things about immigration, I thought, and then it got really, really interesting. I thought the music was great. I thought their physicality was brilliant, the way they worked together, really lovely dancing. I just thought it was really interesting. It was good.
And it kind of it evolved, didn't it?
Yeah, amazing. As it went on, I think it became clearer and clearer that it was about the struggle of immigration, about your identity, about being black in Britain, possibly something about Brexit in there as well. I think there was a real mixture of things. And yeah, I thought the actors were fantastic. They engaged the audience really well.
Thank you very much. So what did you think of The Tide?
I think it was good, and it was good for all ages, and even if like some children didn't understand what it was, they'd enjoy the dancing and stuff.
I'm here with Ryan, who's from Tide. How did it go then, Ryan?
Oh, really, really well. It was our first show, so a couple of things that we're going to go over and that, but it was really brilliant, really great crowd.
I thought it was really good.
Thank you. The idea, for us, it was about immigration, but immigration that is very unique to British immigration, especially now with the whole Windrush crisis and all of that. We were like, okay, we want to create something that's really poignant, that shows the journey and what it's like for an immigrant today in Britain.
And it came across really well, I thought. So I've just watched On Edge. It's about slavery in the construction industry around the world. Great story, great dancing, amazing movement and acrobatics. What I felt from it was how isolated they must feel in this situation, but also the friendship and support that they get from the other workers. We must find it very difficult in those situations. What did you think of it?
I thought it was great. I thought it was unexpected, and also I thought the guys had great skills. And it was very, it was brilliant. Thank you, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I. Thank you. So I've just seen Scalps. I'm on Radio Reverb. What did you think of the performance?
I thought it was amazing. They were real, fantastic individual performers that worked really well as an ensemble, and they touched upon so many different aspects of cultural identity, gender, kind of masculinity, femininity, real kind of range of movements, kind of from some quite hard-hitting, edgy cultural stuff, really testing, questioning things, as well as kind of really playful, entertaining. It's kind of deep, it's really deep and light and playful as well at times. I like that range.
I think all of the performances, everyone's I've seen, has been like that, hasn't it? It's very edgy, all of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Nice, kind of got that kind of real edge to it, not just kind of glitzy, it's like actually real raw,
That was our reporter Josh Sharples. He was down at Without Walls, taking place on the beachfront on Saturday. And I did interview last week the creator of Scalped, which sounded absolutely fascinating, a dance piece around attitudes towards black women's hair. And you actually managed to pop down to some of the Without Walls in between the showers as well, Rebecca.
Yeah, I did, and I saw a bit of Scalped, the show that you're mentioning there, and fabulous hair on display as they sort of stood on a construction, something, it was a platform that I would say was about 3 metres off the ground at the top, with massive afro hair that one of the women had there. It was fabulous.
Brilliant.
The crowd around, so what tends to happen is people are sort of wandering along the seafront, and either they've gone there as an appointment, they know they're heading to the I-360 for a show, or people wandering along going, what is happening here? And there was 4 different shows, so when one finished, the crowd sort of moved slowly, like a kind of like a puddle dripping along. They sort of moved along, went, hang on, there's something happening up there now. So moved along to the next show. It sort of went from one to the other to the next. It was great.